them jingle songs.
Oh, now it's me, huh? Okay, fine. Well, happy holidays, everybody. We hope you are having a wonderful holiday season, and we hope you can join us over the next hour or so, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So we hope you can take the time to call and participate. It's very, very important to us. We love hearing from you, so please give us a call at area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or you can call toll-free. Yes, we do have a toll-free number. 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. We'll be covering current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, maybe Christmas as well. So give us a call as soon as you can. Sometimes it does get just a little bit crowded on the phone lines toward the end of the show, but give us a call and we will get you on fast, fast, fast. So again, that's 415-841-4134 or 866-798-8255. And just want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter. That's one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. You can also hear us online anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And the lovely Debbie is here, and she will do her usual fine job putting us on podcast. So that will also be at kalw.org. We are going to start with a round of introductions, and here's the first. I'm going to take a deep breath because it's long. To start the new year off with a clean linguistic slate, Jerry Nachman suggests a moratorium on the following words and phrases during 2015. Locavore, iteration, granular, pivot, iconic, shout out, takeaway, smart, national conversation, sounds good, you got it, and good to go.
Thank you, Dana. Very well done.
All right.
Now, I can't sing this, but it does scan pretty well. On the sixth night of Hanukkah, Leah Garchuk's true love gave to her six latkes lying on five paper plates, four matzo balls and three cups of broth, two knishes, and a pastrami on rye with hot mustard, please.
Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, has found after years of experimentation that being naughty brings the nicest presents.
All right. That is us. We'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nott.
Okay. Miss O'Hanlon has a prominent place in Christmas lore. Why?
She is the one that wrote to the newspaper asking if there really was a Santa Claus.
Yeah, Virginia
O'Hanlon.
Right, okay.
Yes.
Very good, okay. That was an easy one, not a hard one. I'm going to give you some names of about six or eight Christmas hits, standards.
All right.
Who first recorded these? Okay, I'll read them all, jot them down. Feliz Navidad. Mm-hmm. The Christmas Song, Frosty the Snowman, Silver Bells, A Holly Jolly Christmas, Merry Christmas Darling, Jingle Bell Rock, and It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Again, Feliz Navidad, The Christmas Song, Frosty the Snowman, Silver Bells, A Holly Jolly Christmas, Merry Christmas Darling, Jingle Bell Rock, and It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Hmm.
I'll give you two each.
Two guesses each.
Two guesses each,
right.
Yeah.
Not keep guessing till we get two right.
No, two and all.
All right. Leah?
Was the Christmas Song mailed to her, May?
No, he wrote it.
Oh.
I thought so too, but no.
Holly Jolly is Burl Ives, I think.
No, he had the big hit, but he wasn't the first to record it. No, that's oh. That's a good guess. I thought that too. Yeah.
Is the Christmas song Nat King Cole?
Yes.
All right.
Nat Cole. Very good.
All right. And Well, I think Andy Williams, didn't he write The Most Wonderful Time of the Year?
Or he one sang of the it. I don't know if he wrote it.
Is he the one that had the hit?
Sounds like
the first one.
It sounds like Andy Williams. I don't know if he wrote it, but he had the recording.
Yeah. Or so he had the okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if I didn't know he ever wrote.
I think he maybe was one of the writers of the
maybe,
song.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Well, you got
was
two.
Felice
that's good.
Navidad Jose Feliciano.
It is excellent. Okay, you guys have. Used up your quota.
All right.
We'll move on.
All right. So why don't you read the ones that are left?
Okay. Who first recorded these Christmas hits? Frosty the Snowman, Silver Bells, A Holly Jolly Christmas, Merry Christmas, Darling, Jingle Bell Rock.
All right. And we have some lines open at area code 415-841-4134. 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Again, this is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good afternoon, City.
Hello.
I know who wrote It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
All right.
George Wilde.
George Wilde wrote The Most Wonderful Time
of the Year. Yeah, he co-wrote the theme for Gillick with... A theme for Gilligan's Island, too.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Got a couple questions.
All right.
Oh, wait, I know who did Jingle Bell Rock.
All right.
Was it Bobby Helms?
Yes.
He wrote it, by the way.
Oh, I never heard of Bobby Helms. Did you, Dana?
No.
Yeah, he did. He was very spelled for My Special Angel.
Yeah, he wrote it, too. Okay, very good.
Yeah. A couple of questions.
All right.
Once Christmas left. What's the only version of A Christmas Carol to be nominated for Oscars?
The only film version of A Christmas Carol to be nominated for an Academy Award.
Was it the one with Albert Finney?
Yes, give yourself a bell.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
I forget what Scrooge do.
Scrooge.
Yeah,
nominated for Best Music for Best Score.
Yeah.
Okay.
And here's my second question.
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers and Hammerstein's music publishing company was called Williamson. Where did they get the name Williamson?
Both their fathers were named Williams.
Right.
William, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Williamson. Get it?
Right, I got it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right. And if ever there was a question that Garrick would ask that you would get, that would be
well, it was very nice of him.
Yeah, it was. And Leah, it's your turn.
Okay. What is the significance of this number, Berlin 116191?
Berlin 116191.
Mm-hmm. Does it have anything to do with Alan Turing, the code breaking?
No.
Okay. Well, don't say it so dismissively. I think that's an excellent guess.
Is it a phone number?
I'm not saying.
Berlin 116.
Oh, is that Hitler's phone number?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hitler's phone number.
Yeah.
I remember. You know where I remember hearing that from? It just occurred to me.
Let's call him now and see what.
I think it was on that. Remember those blooper albums?
Yeah.
For some reason, I think I remember it from that. Yeah. Who was the guy that did those? Schaefer? No.
Oh, Kermit Schaefer.
Kermit Schaefer. Yeah.
Yes.
Part
yes,
of my
yes,
blooper. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. At one point in American history, the sale of sliced bread was banned. When and why?
Sliced bread.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Sliced bread.
At one time in American history.
Mm-hmm.
Banned.
Well, was it...
why would they ban it?
British-made bread during the Tea Party Revolution?
No.
No, the sliced bread came much later.
Yeah.
I think almost 20th century, maybe. Seems like. So prepackaged sliced bread, like Wonder Bread kind of thing.
What was there, like a poison outbreak, like with Tylenol?
No.
Anything to do with World War II? Because, no, it doesn't make any sense.
Bread. Was it all kinds of bread, did you say?
Sliced
bread. Just sliced bread, period.
Is it something to do with World War II?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it because they needed the steel that they used
they couldn't
to slice,
slice it?
The bread for
no,
essential?
They needed the slices for the war effort.
Yeah.
sliced bread.
Well, what's something to do with World War II? We figured that.
Is it you won't tell us if it's rationing connected.
No, she would have said. She wouldn't have said. Yeah, no, I don't know. Okay. All right. Why don't you repeat the question, Lee?
At one point in American history, was the sale of sliced bread banned, and why?
All right. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. If you'd like to give us a call, we have some lines open at area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. And, all right, let's see. What was the first company in the U.S. to use Santa Claus in a holiday promotion?
Well, Coca-Cola is the obvious one, but it is?
It is Coca-Cola.
It is Coca-Cola.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, all right. Done. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was written in 1939 and just as words, not as music. And the words were handed out by Santas in what store?
1939.
Was written as a just like a poem.
What do you mean?
I guess.
The words were handed out.
It was just written as like a small booklet, basically, with no music attached. Just the words.
Just a promotional gift.
Yeah. And it was handed out by Santas in what
Macy's?
U.S. store? Not Macy's.
Gimbel's.
Not Gimbel's.
Wanamaker.
No, not Wanamaker. Okay, so leave that out.
Is it a chain store?
Yes, it is a chain store. And once more, so Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, it was published as a little booklet by this particular store and handed out by their store Santas in 1939. What was the store? And I have a list of, this is according to the Huffington Post, did a survey, and they asked, I pared it down to eight. What are the eight worst last-minute Christmas gifts you can give? According to a survey done by the Huffington Post. What are the eight worst last-minute Christmas gifts you can give as a survey done by the Huffington Post?
How about money?
No. I don't think anybody turns down money.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of
how dare you give me money?
It's kind of an easy out, you know?
All right, I'll give you one more guess.
Worst.
Mm. Worst.
Meaning, does it mean that the people would not want it, or that it would be
a
very cheap kind of
not
gift?
Much thought is put into these gifts.
Candy.
Not specific enough.
It's so subjective. Candy canes?
No.
The very particular kind of candy. Very particular. And this came up again and again in this.
Whitman sampler.
Exactly. Oh. The Whitman sampler. All right, very good. Again, this is a survey done by the Huffington Post. The worst last-minute Christmas gifts you can give. So Whitman sampler, that is actually number one. And what are the others on that list? And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was written in 1939 and handed out as a small booklet by the Santas in what store? What well-known U.S. store?
Sears.
No, not Sears. And what's...
Pennies.
Let's go to a call. Not pennies, no. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thanks. I wanted to answer that call. For the department store?
Yes.
Marshall Fields?
It is not Marshall Fields.
Montgomery Ward.
Montgomery Ward is correct, yes. Very good. Oh, that's it. Okay. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yes. So I only have two questions for you.
Only two.
So it is also called the Devil's Triangle.
The Devil's Triangle.
In New York?
No.
I've heard of it.
There's a place called Spine Devil.
There are probably a bunch of places called the Devil's Triangle.
Yeah, it's
Devil's Triangle. So, for the holiday, let's leave that to the audience. Okay? I think a lot of audience will know that. They'll know the answer.
The Devil's Triangle.
Second question. Okay. I'm going to give you five states with description. The first one, it has the least integrity.
Integrity.
That's a lot of political interrupt.
How can you sacrifice?
Who came up with this? Yeah, who came up?
Is that your idea or somebody else's?
No, somebody. So according to some...
What's your source here?
The least integrity.
Well,
just take one guess.
New Jersey.
Illinois.
No. Okay, let's go to the next one.
All right.
This is the audience also.
Yeah,
the highest homelessness. This state has the highest homelessness. Actually, the answer to that one is very surprising, by the way.
Well, he wants to leave it to the audience.
You want to leave it to the audience?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I'll give you that one because it's really surprising. It's Hawaii.
Oh. Yeah, okay. I think that came up on the show not too long ago.
Yeah. Right. Worst drivers.
Worst drivers. Oh, yeah. Florida.
No. Leave the audience. Worst drivers. Okay. Highest income gap.
I think there's about five questions, Eve.
Well, just bear with me. Okay, leave it to the audience. The last one is highest murder and rape.
We had this question, I think, didn't we?
Yeah.
I guess Flint, Michigan, they said no.
Not Michigan, no.
No.
All right.
We don't know.
All right, Eve, we'll leave it out for people.
Louisiana.
All right.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
All right, thanks. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We do have some lines open right now, so please give us a call at area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. 415-841-4134, or you can call toll-free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, columnist Leah Garchik. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, I've never asked a question quite like this because I'm going to give you only 10 seconds to get it, because if you have time to think of it, you'll get it in a minute or something.
Okay.
So 10 seconds. What is the first human gift in the 12 days of Christmas? 1, 2, 3.
Partridge in a pear tree.
No.
First human.
Human.
Gift. Oh, human gifts. Oh, all right. Well, I screwed that up.
Five. No, ladies. Lords a leaping?
Nope.
Maids a milking.
That's it. Okay.
All right.
You took 12 seconds.
I know.
But I'll give it to you.
I do.
Okay. Okay. What secret Dakota ring does Ralphie send away for in A Christmas Story? One guess only.
It's like the Orphan Annie Ovaltine, something to do with Ovaltine.
Little Orphan Annie it is.
Yeah.
Very good. There are only about two or three of them, I think.
Right.
Captain Midnight and... okay, I'll try one more. These are too easy. Right in the Christmas spirit. The average number of times per year between 1988 and 2006 that married couples had sex.
Between what year is there?
1988 and 2006.
The average amount of times a year.
Yeah.
Leah?
Don't know.
All right.
Nobody knows, but...
I'll say, I'll say 65.
You knew that.
No, I didn't.
66.
Oh.
Astonishing. You must have seen that.
No, I really
am. Okay,
honest,
all right. 66. Very good.
All right.
Very good. Okay, I'm all out for now.
All right. I'm practically married, so I can answer that.
What's that?
I'm practically married, so I can answer that. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is this me?
It is you.
This is Bart in downtown.
Hi, Bart.
The first human in the 12 days of Christmas would be, six, no, seven, eight. Eight maids of milking.
Yeah, thank you. Somebody here already got it, but you...
That's all right. You got it.
Okay,
you got
thank it. You.
That's mm-hmm. fine.
Thank you.
Is that it? Oh, okay. And Leah, it's your turn.
Okay, how many loaves of commercial white bread is there in one bushel of wheat? Got to be right.
You're going to ask all bread questions tonight.
I'm going to ask a lot of bread questions.
All right, once more, please.
How many loaves of commercial white bread is there in one bushel of wheat?
One bushel of wheat. I only know.
I don't know. Bushel. This sounds like
bushel
a question
a
from,
I only know from the song.
Sounds like a seventh grade math question.
Well, okay. I mean, I'll take a guess.
How much is a bushel of wheat?
This much.
Yeah. Okay.
How many loaves of bread? All right, I'll say 30.
No.
All right.
I don't know. I don't know.
She said 65.
I don't know. 60.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Once more, Leah.
How many loaves of commercial white bread and one bushel of wheat?
All right. And if you'd like to give us a call, the number is area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. 415-841-4134 or 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is this me?
It is you.
Hey, I was a Bill in East Bay.
Hi.
And we had a lot of fun last week regarding speaking legibly into the phone. And it inspired this question. I started thinking about it, and I was wondering, just a question, who was the voice of the teacher in the Peanuts TV cartoons?
Mrs. Othmar was her name. Huh? I remember that. Mrs. Othmar.
But who was the voice, though?
Yeah. Did they... Is it a well-known person?
No, it wasn't a...
No.
It was
well,
a...
How would we know?
Was that the one where they had, like, a horn or something who to make up the voice of the teacher? It wasn't actually a voice.
It was a trombone.
A trombone, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's it. Okay, good.
Right.
But, actually, I did a little research on, was it IMDb, and the person who did all the music for the shows was a guy named Vince.
Vince Guaraldi.
Right, right, mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
I guess he's a San Francisco native.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they have him as a music, somehow involved with Castaway and the Wolf of Wall Street, although he died in 1976.
Well, they might have used
he did,
a little of his music.
He did Castaway
with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but
I didn't get that deep into it.
I think he, that famous theme from Black Orpheus, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-dum, Cast Your Fate to the Wind. I think that was Vince Guaraldi.
Was it? Oh, okay.
I
don't know.
Anyhow. All right. Well, thank you very much. Well, I guess we're good to go now.
All right. Well, thank you. All right. Let's see here. In Wuthering Heights, in the title Wuthering Heights, what does wuther mean?
That's something I've wondered about a long time.
What does wuther mean?
It's like an old Britishism.
It is not the name of a place. It's not the name.
It's like an old old English word.
It is an old English dialect word, yes. But what does it mean?
Weathering?
Well, it's actually, it's a U. It's a U, wuthering, wuthering.
I know, but I'm saying it maybe was, okay, corrupted. No, I know it's wuthering, but I'm saying...
Oh, yeah. Well, very good. Yeah, you're right. No, it is. I'm sorry. What was your guess on that?
No, forget it.
So in the weather, in the title, Wuthering Heights, what does wuther mean? It's from an old English dialect. It's an old English dialect word, I should say.
It's a word and not the name of a place.
It is not the name of a place, no. Well, in the book, it's the name of a place because that's the place.
But the derivation is
yeah,
not.
Yeah, but what does that wuther actually mean?
I don't know.
All right.
Windy, gusty.
Yes.
Really?
That's right. Yes. It means a strong gust of wind.
Wow.
Very good.
Wow.
Amazing, I have to say.
Yeah, you are.
I really must say.
Okay, the National Christmas Tree we all know about. We see the TV special every year where they light the tree in Washington, D.C. What was the only year it was not lit since they've had it?
Well,
and why?
Just 1941. Christmas came just a few weeks after Pearl Harbor.
Nope. Mm-mm. Only one year it was not lit. And so what was the year and why?
And there's a good reason why.
There's a very good reason, yeah.
It wasn't that year we were talking about.
1941?
No. A few years ago. I mean, when it was black, when everybody didn't light their lights because of power.
Oh, no, nothing to do with that.
Is it a...
So what was the only year that the National Christmas Tree was not lit and why?
Not 2001?
No, not 2001 either.
They probably would have lit it on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea.
All right. Keep that out there. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of Your Matter.
Hi there.
Hi.
This is Phyllis in Berkeley.
Hi, Phyllis.
And I have an interesting question for you, I think.
All right.
In 1980, a court case was brought to the United States Court of Appeals, Ninth Circuit Court, and it was the name of a bird versus a state's Department of Land and Natural Resources, and it was a case that involved the state allowing feral goats to be wandering around in a protected area that was protecting this particular bird, and it's one case where a bird itself brought the case. And so do you know what bird that was?
What do you mean the bird itself brought the case?
In other words, people brought it on behalf of the bird, in other words.
Well, and the bird's name appears on the name of the case.
Right, I understand.
The X versus this particular state's Department of Land and Natural Resources.
Interesting, but a little obscure.
And it was decided in favor of the bird.
Is it anything to do with a darter?
Nope.
A snail darter.
That's not a bird. Okay, yeah. Very good.
Is it a well-known bird?
Not very well known.
Okay.
It's the class it belongs to is Psittacostra. If that helps.
No.
Not really.
Not us,
fellow
anyway.
Birders would know that, I'm sure.
Well, that's actually a good idea. Let's leave it. Repeat the question. We'll leave it out, and I know there are birders that listen to the show, and we'll let them answer.
Okay, fine.
So
all right.
Give the question. Yes.
This bird was the plaintiff in a court case that was decided in the Ninth Circuit, U.S. State Court of Appeals,
right.
And the actual decision was reached on February 9th, 1981. And it was this bird versus state's Department of Land and Natural Resources.
Okay.
It was found in favor of the bird. And what is that bird?
All right. Stay on the line, and then Debbie will take the answer, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
It was Donald Duck.
And let's see. Can we go to the next call? Okay, let's do that. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Nick from San Francisco.
Hi, Nick.
I have a Christmas question for you.
Okay.
Who sold the first Christmas tree ornaments in this country, and when did that happen?
You mean what store?
Could be, yes.
Could be.
Could be. Were these ornaments imported, or were they made here?
They were imported.
Imported, okay. But they were imported from Germany or someplace like that. Is the store still around?
Could be.
But is it a store?
Is it a company or a store?
Yeah, a store you'd recognize the name of.
Okay, all right. Oh, so you're not sure whether it's still around, but it's a store whose name we would recognize.
Yes.
What year did you give us a year? Did you give us?
Yes.
You wanted us to guess.
Is it 19th century? Can we ask you that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. How about Wanamaker's?
No.
Is it an American company?
Yes.
The store? Okay.
Is it Sears?
No.
But he wasn't sure whether it was still around, though. But it's a store whose name we'd recognize. So...
Well, we already guessed Montgomery Ward for something else. Would that be it for this?
No, I got that one earlier.
Oh, you got that one. Okay.
Let me think. All right. Was there more than one branch of this store? Well, I mean,
hint, many.
Okay. Many. All right.
A&P.
Yeah.
No.
Piggly Wiggly.
There were many... Many branches of this store. Many. Gosh, what was that? No, we don't know.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, tell us.
Woolworths?
Yeah, Woolworths isn't around anymore.
Of course.
I think it's around overseas still, but it's not around in the United States.
And the year was 1880.
Oh, good.
That makes sense. That makes complete sense.
Yeah, Woolworths, of course. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. If you'd like to give us a call, the phone number is 415-841-4134. Or you can call toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Jerry.
Well, I'm looking for who recorded these Christmas hits. Frosty the Snowman?
The first person.
Right, who first recorded, yeah. Yes. Frosty the Snowman, Silver Bells, A Holly Jolly Christmas, Merry Christmas, Darling. And I think that's it.
All right. And Leah.
At one point in American history was the sale of sliced bread banned, and why? And how many loaves of commercial white bread are in one bushel of wheat?
Okay. We all know about the National Christmas Trees in Washington, D.C. They make a big to-do out of lighting of it every year. What was the only year that it was not lit? And why?
Does it involve a national calamity of some kind?
It's a national issue, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the only year that it was not lit and why? And a survey done by the Huffington Post, they did a survey and asked their readers to name the worst last-minute Christmas gifts you could possibly buy somebody.
How about good old fruitcake?
No, fruitcake is not on it, believe it or not.
A chia pet.
Yes, a chia pet is one. Yes. What are the worst last-minute Christmas gifts you can possibly buy, according to the Huffington Post survey? So far we have the Whitman sampler and the chia pets. I hope Leah was not given either one of those. And so we're still looking for we have 6 more. Six more on the list.
This is entirely subjective. I wouldn't so
Everything
much
is mind. Entirely yeah, subjective.
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, it's not. I wouldn't mind.
That's what I started to ask earlier. Is this something that you wouldn't want to get or that is considered kind of an easy cop-out gift?
Let's put it this way. It would be something you would buy at your local Walgreens when you've forgotten to get something.
Hey, don't make fun of me. That's what I do most of my shopping.
Think of it in those terms.
Oh. Well, Whitman Sampler would certainly fit in there.
Yeah, definitely.
They carry that. Gosh.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, my name is Felipe Rubio from San Francisco.
Hi.
I'm calling about Leo's question. A bushel of wheat would produce approximately 42 loaves of commercial white bread.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. Are you a baker?
No. No, but I deal with a lot of money. So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, there you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
Dana, does weathering refer to the sound of wind around the eaves of the...
Yes, you're basically right. It's a strong gust of wind. So, because it took place on the moors,
that's
in the
river, thinking, yeah.
And it was always windy.
Yeah.
So, yes, very good.
And I have a question.
Yes.
There is an animated cartoon series for television that's made in America and is very popular in Russia. All episodes are shown except for those containing two of the minor characters. What show am I talking about, and who are the minor characters, and why aren't they shown?
Is this a current animated series?
I don't think it's still in production, no.
So I was going to guess South Park.
No.
Okay. But you don't think it's still in production. So how long ago would it have been out of production, do you think?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea. Might be as many as 20 years.
Oh.
More.
Oh. Oh. So it's not like Gumby and Pokey or something?
No.
Okay, it's an animated series, but they got rid of...
Is that the... They don't. The how about the Bullwinkle, you know...
Oh, yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, Boris Godunov. Boris Godunov.
Yeah, right. Boris Badenoff and Natasha Fatale.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
A band,
absolutely,
huh?
It.
Jeez.
What's that?
That is the correct answer.
Excellent. Okay.
Yes, good job, guys.
All right.
Happy holidays.
Thank you, you too.
Guy, not guys.
Oh, well, there are two guys. One
but
girl.
I got it.
Yeah, you did. You did. I gave you the bell. Another one.
Okay.
And let's see. I think it's your turn, Jerry.
Okay, what's the average number of full days that Americans spend shopping per year?
For not, Christmas or just generally?
Christmas shopping.
Per year.
No, all kinds of shopping. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Not just Christmas. All kinds of shopping.
You mean if you were to condense all the time into
exactly.
blocks of days?
Yes, right.
I see. Okay.
I'll give you one guess each.
Shop. And this takes in everything you would go out and buy, like food and
shopping,
everything else.
Whatever. Yeah, right. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Includes food shopping, I guess.
So, and you want to know how many days?
Per year, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me think. How about 45 days?
No.
All right.
Leah?
Now, is this like 24-hour day?
Yeah,
day?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you're condensing everything into days. This is very
21
subjective.
Days.
No.
21 days?
No.
And not
no.
45 days. Okay. Repeat the question, Sherry.
What's the average number of full days that Americans spend shopping per year? All kinds of shopping, and not just Christmas.
All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I believe that's me.
It is you.
Okay. On the sliced bread, I believe that has to do with... unsanitary conditions in bakeries at that time. I'm not sure of the date, but it would probably be 30s or possibly 20s.
No, that's not the reason.
No.
No.
I had heard that elsewhere.
Ah.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
You.
Leah, it's your turn.
Okay. What instrument name... means paper clip in French.
Oh, I've heard this someplace.
Oh.
Oh, what instrument? What instrument? Paper clip. I know I've heard this.
Paper clip.
Mm.
Oh, jeez.
I have to think about that. Would you repeat that, Leah?
What instrument name means paperclip in French?
Gosh, that should be possible. Why would it be named for a paperclip?
I don't know.
Trombone is the only thing that looks like a paperclip.
That's it.
That's
trombone,
it.
That's
yeah.
it. I knew I'd heard that someplace.
Yeah.
Because it's shaped.
It looks like
yeah,
a trombone.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Sort of, mm-hmm.
yeah. You have another question?
Yeah. Who was the first wearer of a fedora?
Wearer of a fedora? What, mm-hmm. single person?
Mm-hmm.
A fedora. Huh.
Does the name of the hat have anything to do with the person?
Not with the person, no.
Like,
how old is a fedora? That goes back to the early part of the 19th century.
Yeah, 19th century, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, gee.
Not absolutely sure.
some snappy dresser from the late 1800s. Mm.
Not Adolphe Monjou.
Yeah, he looked good in one.
Yeah, right. No.
Is it a politician?
No.
No.
All right. Leave that out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi there. It's just me.
It is you. Yes.
Oh, this is Terry from Fairfax, and I want to say happy solstice. Our days are getting longer, starting tomorrow.
Great. All right. Thank you.
A couple of things. The year that the Christmas tree was it 1941 because of the war?
No, believe it or not, it was not 1941.
Oh, okay. And then the worst gifts, is it like cheap perfume or?
That is one of them, yes. Cheap perfume is one. Very good.
Again, Whitman sampler?
Yeah, that is one.
Okay, well, one of those was my guess, and one was my husband's, and I thought frying pans, and I thought they don't really sell frying pans.
No, they don't sell frying pans at Walgreens. No.
Yeah. Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, maybe they do. I don't know.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot. I guess they sell everything at Walgreens. Right?
They do, yeah.
And let's see. Okay, so I have some Christmas song lyrics. It's the same thing I do for other songs, but I just pull out... one line, and you identify the song, okay? All right, so here we go.
Go slow.
All right, let me get through the list before you you try to answer it. Number one, hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. Number one is hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. And these are Christmas song lyrics. Number two, there'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing. Number three, I want a yacht, and that's really not a lot. I want a yacht, and that's really not a lot. Number four, and my dear, we're still goodbying. And my dear, we're still goodbying. Number five, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel and one in the park as well. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel and one in the park as well.
How many can we guess?
One.
For now.
Okay. Number six, candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Okay, I'll give you each one guess for now.
Okay, is the yacht not a lot? Is that Santa Baby?
That is Santa Baby, yes.
Eartha Kitt?
I want a yacht, and that's really not a lot.
Okay.
Yes, very good. Leah?
I don't know any of them.
No. Really?
Not a one.
All right, Jerry, I'll give you another guess then.
Hear the snow crunching, and is that Silver Bells?
I hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch, that's Silver Bells. That's correct.
Okay.
Very good. Okay, so... we still have the ones left over. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing. And next is, and my dear, we're still goodbying. And then the next is, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel and one in the park as well. And the last is, candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Those are lines taken from different Christmas songs. Identify the song. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, the year they didn't light the Christmas tree, 1963?
No, not 19... That's a very good guess, but no, not 1963.
Oh, how about the fedora? It's Picasso.
No.
Good guess, yeah.
Okay, I'm batting 1,000 here.
Yep.
Frosty the Snowman, Gene Autry.
Correct.
Very good.
Didn't he do Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
too? Yeah, both,
too?
Yeah. Frosty was a follow-up.
And Silver Bells is Bing Crosby?
Yeah, very good. Oh. Very good. I'm surprised Danny didn't get that.
Okay. I'm done. Thanks.
Well, thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Hi, this is John. I'm a cab driver in San Francisco.
Hi, John.
And my question pertains to the Beverly Hillbillies.
Okay.
All right. What was Granny's last name? What was her relationship to Jed? And where was she from?
Oh, boy.
Gareth would know this.
Let me think for a minute. Well, Jethro's last name was Bodine.
Correct, but Granny was not.
Right.
Whose mother was she?
Yeah, good point.
Who's the mother on
she
that?
Was okay, yeah, right. Right. Jethro was a nephew, wasn't it? A cousin or a nephew.
Tell me when you want the answers.
And so was Granny the wife of Jed's late wife?
Very good. Yeah, she was Jed's mother-in-law. Yes.
Right. Okay. No, but I don't know her name. I don't know her real name. Mm-mm.
Her last name was Moses.
Moses, okay.
Grandma Moses.
Yeah, she whitewashed quite a few fences in her time. She was a famous painter.
So the town... No, I was going to say Bug Tussle, but that's another town that maybe that was Minnie Pearl. It wasn't Bug Tussle, was it?
No, they never really named her town, just the area that she came from.
All right.
She had been displaced by something.
Like the building of the big dam or something like that?
Very good. She was from the Tennessee Valley.
All right.
Very good, Dan.
Yeah, good. Okay.
And I have one more question for you.
All right.
There's a neighborhood in San Francisco by the name of Carville. Where is that?
Oh, I think I know that.
Carville?
Carville. Carville.
It's... I didn't think it was still there.
Used to be on Van Ness.
No, I didn't think it was still there, but it used to be out where Ocean Beach was.
Correct, yes.
It was old railroad cars. That's why they called it Carville, and people were living in them.
Yeah.
From Moraga to, what is it, from Lincoln to Moraga and 46 to the beach.
Right, but I didn't think anybody that was there anymore.
No, but we those of us who still live there, we still call it that.
Oh, all right, okay.
Okay, that's it.
Thanks a lot.
Merry Christmas.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Andrew in Oakland.
Hi, Andrew.
I had Silver Barrels. It's Bing Crosby, also Carol Richards, right? Who's the
US,
is that right?
I'm not sure.
Well, I was asking who recorded the big hit?
And Bing Crosby.
Crosby, yes, definitely.
Yeah. Right. A duet, I think. Bing Crosby and Carol Richards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bad Christmas presents. Did somebody say fruitcake?
Yes, but not fruitcake.
Oh, okay. How about aftershave?
I'm sort of lumping that in with a cheap perfume,
oh,
I think.
Okay. All right. And my dear, we're still goodbying. I think that's Let It Snow.
Yes, that is.
Let It Snow.
Yes, and my dear, we're still goodbying. Let It Snow. Very good. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the fedora. I'm wondering if that was first worn by a woman.
Yes.
Oh.
So Sarah Bernhardt.
Yes.
Very good.
Oh, very good.
Excellent thinking.
Very good.
And why was it called that?
I don't know. I don't know.
She was appearing in 1882 in a play called Fedora.
Oh, okay.
Good one.
I have a question.
Yes.
I guess this is under the category of holiday cheer. What are the top three craft breweries in the United States?
This is an awfully undrinking group. Let's see. Let me think about that for a minute.
Gordon Biersch?
No.
Anchor Steam?
Nope.
What's that one in Berkeley? We're terrible at this. You better tell us.
Well, I'll give you where they are in order.
Oh, okay.
The top one is in Massachusetts.
Oh, is that Sam Adams?
Sam Adams.
Okay.
And that's top by far. I mean, I'm not sure you could really classify it as a craft brewery anymore. The second one is in California. And the third was in Colorado.
Colorado.
Colorado is the Coors.
It's not a craft.
That's
not the same. Yeah.
No.
Is it called the Golden? Something Golden?
No.
Is it Golden,
no,
Colorado?
We don't know. Yeah.
Okay, well, number two is California's own Sierra Nevada.
Oh.
And number three is New Belgium, which makes fat tire.
Colorado. Well, I'm sorry we didn't do better with that.
Okay.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, this is Jim in Oakland.
Hi, Jim.
So, on the year the White House Christmas tree wasn't lit,
right,
that'd be during the Arab oil embargo, like around 1973?
You're closer than anybody else, let's put it that way, but it's not specifically yet, no.
Oh, I mean, around those same years?
Yeah, basically around those same years. Yeah.
Energy crisis.
No.
Carter administration. No.
I thought it was in the Carter.
Yeah.
It was in the Carter administration.
Okay, yeah. I just don't know the year.
So
I'll let that go, and if someone wants to put in the year, let them call in on that. maybe 1976? I don't know if it was that late.
No, think of a specific reason, some national issue that was going on during the Carter administration.
Same reason that he wore a sweater in the White House?
No,
Okay. Well, I have a question related to energy.
All right.
How long is the world's shortest freeway, and where is it? And I'll give you a hint, since it's a freeway, it's actually in California.
Oh, yeah, because it's free, yeah. The shortest freeway. Would it help to tell us actually how short it is?
Well, that was part of the question. How long is the world?
Oh, I'm sorry. How long is it?
How long does it have to be to qualify as a freeway, I wonder?
It's an actual freeway under California. It has a California freeway number, highway number,
uh-huh,
and a freeway entrance.
Uh-huh.
Is it
a sign that says end of freeway?
Is it a connector between two different other freeways?
Well, it connects to one freeway, yes. On the other end, it's not a freeway.
I was thinking maybe like 238, which is down 880.
Yeah, it's like that, but it's shorter.
It's shorter than that.
Yeah, a lot shorter.
A lot shorter. Oh, okay.
Is it in the Bay Area?
It is.
Okay. Is it East Bay or other side?
Well, you're getting pretty close.
So.
Yeah, it's East Bay. Okay, you're getting there.
So it's around two. It's near 238 then.
Well.
Maybe not.
No, that would be misleading.
All right, I'd just be guessing, honestly. So yeah, go ahead and tell us.
Okay, there's a highway called California State Highway number 77,
mm-hmm,
which ends at 880 around High Street.
Oh, my God.
And it starts off of International Boulevard, and it runs for about a quarter of a mile.
That's interesting. I'm sure I've driven down there a thousand times because that's near where I live.
You live in the East Bay.
Yeah, yes. I do, yeah.
Yeah, and I put this up on ask.com, and it's never been, there are some other... they have some other things called what's the shortest three-digit interstate freeway, and their shortest one of those is around three-quarters of a mile.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Oh, hi. Who recorded Frosty the Snowman? Was that answered yet?
Yes, it was, but go ahead.
Oh.
No, go ahead. What did you have?
Who's your guest?
Well, I had two. We had Burl Ives and Andy Williams.
Who?
Burl Ives.
No. I'm sure Burl Ives did it, but no.
I'm sure Andy Williams did, too, at some point, but...
No, the answer is Gene Autry.
Gene Autry, okay. So on the Christmas, let's see, the song, the three of us are working on this today.
All right.
Do I have to reference the song, or can I just say...
You can just repeat the whatever words I gave, or if that's what you're talking about.
Much mistletoeing.
You're right.
The most wonderful time of the year.
Exactly, that's right. There'll be much mistletoeing, and hearts will be glowing, and it's the most wonderful time of the year. Very good. Excellent.
Ardell, and then, let's see, still goodbye. Let it snow?
Yes, that's Let It Snow. Very good.
Good. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. What's that girl?
The tree in the park as well.
Oh, maybe that's all we have.
Grand Hotel and one in the park as well.
Oh, you're right. I hear you.
Yeah. Oh, very good.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel and one in the park as well. That's very good. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Very good.
Okay, did we miss one?
No, I think that was
it. I think that's all we have.
All right, thank you. Good job.
Thanks very much.
Merry Christmas. Bye. Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We just got a couple minutes left in the show. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Stephen from San Francisco. Hi. I also have one of those songs.
Okay.
It's the last one. We Need a Little Christmas with the Spinet.
Exactly. Candles in the Window, Carols at the Spinet. It's We Need a Little Christmas from Maine. That's,
yeah. Well,
that's
Herman. Yeah.
I can't believe nobody from this program got this. So.
Good one.
Well, somebody did. I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you
can. Good job. Thank you so much. All right. Let's see. All right, let's clean up here. We can leave a little early.
Yeah,
with, I'll play some out some music for us.
Okay. The average number of full days in Americans, excuse me, that Americans spend shopping per year is 7.5 days.
That's all?
Yeah. Well, if it's 24 hours.
24 hours, that's a lot of days.
I suppose.
Hours.
Okay.
And that's all.
All right. Leah.
Okay, bread, sliced bread was banned in 1943, having to do with the war, and that's because sliced bread gets stale faster, and they thought it was a waste of wheat, and they needed the wheat to feed soldiers. That's why.
Right.
Was it just sliced bread or all bread?
Sliced bread was banned.
Oh. Was that it for you? Do you have anything else?
Yes, that was it.
Okay. The only year that the national Christmas tree in Washington, D.C. was not lit was 1979 to honor the Iranian hostages. Iranian hostages.
It's a strange way to honor them.
Well, not honor, but remember the Iranian hostages.
It's a strange
anyway.
Way to remember them, too.
All right. According to a survey done by the Huffington Post, the worst last-minute Christmas gifts, the ones they came up with, the Whitman sampler, McDonald's gift cards, and the Starbucks gift cards, whenever you want to
those
really
are
say
actually useful.
How much you love somebody.
What? Starbucks gift card. Yeah.
And diet books, chia pets, inspirational books, a scale, as in a bathroom scale, and pantyhose.
Oh,
so if we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that we're Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We hope you have a wonderful holiday, by the way. We certainly wish you all the best. And as I said last year, and we'll say again this year, to quote Rousseau, there is no wisdom greater than kindness. So have a wonderful holiday, everybody, and please join us again next Sunday. Take care. Bye-bye.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Someday soon we all will be together if the fates allow. Until then we'll have to muddle through somehow. So yourself.